It's the radio segment that takes its coffee, 2 sugars, 1 bleach.
That is not...
Just to be safe.
Okay.
Just to be safe, okay? We're all about being safe here. It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other salsa bags just don't. His first laser story is out of Glendora, California. The other afternoon, a guy allegedly shoplifted from a Home Depot.
Uh-oh.
And he sped off when the cops came. So a classic Southern California police chase was on.
Ooh, let's go!
All units in that vicinity were called to be on the lookout for this guy. But he was fast and was able to outrun a... That's when something unexpected happened. In the middle of the car chase, the thief pulled into a gas station to fill up.
What? No! You have time for that?
Maybe the person who was most surprised by it was the helicopter news reporter in the air. Who was covering the story from above.
Oh my God.
He's going to get out and act very strange, maybe even getting gas. Ran into the store once again, went to the pumps. Here he is, back out, a very quick stop, and there he is, pumping the gas. Exactly. I have not either. I've always thought about it. I've always thought about, is there ever a pursuit that they refuel and then keep going? This is it. It's unbelievable.
Did he even go inside to pay?
It sounds like he went and paid in cash. So yeah, he filled up the tank with gas before the police could get there and then took off again.
Oh man, wow.
Successful.
Did he get some snacks while he was at it?
Yeah,
you know, road
totally.
Trip.
Mm-hmm. Get a little Powerade before you get on the road again. He drove for more than an hour after that.
Whoa.
Until he finally pulled into a parking garage near downtown L.A.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a car wash.
Yeah. Car wash. And then he stopped off. He did his laundry for 2 hours.
It's one of those charity car washes where it's just a bunch of cheerleaders trying to raise money.
Once he got into the parking garage, he ran off on foot. And there's no word on whether the cops ever wound up catching him.
What?
Dude, he got away.
Are you kidding me?
I'm serious.
Oh, he's the most chill car chase I've ever seen.
What are the cops in L.A. doing? This next laser story is out of Toronto. A woman named Katie Poole was hung over last weekend and ordered some McDonald's delivery.
Okay.
Smart.
Get it, Katie.
And she likes to modify her burgers, but somehow went too far with the modifications. And she asked for no bun, no mustard, no pickles, no onion, no patty.
What is she getting then?
So what happened? McDonald's actually delivered her a container with the only ingredient left, 2 packets of ketchup.
I was trying to figure it out.
And yes, she paid full price for the burger.
Like $3?
Now
was it a mistake? Or?
And now a picture of her order is going viral.
Oh my God.
And in the end, I'm not sure if the meal worked as a hangover cure for Katie.
Just packets of ketchup.
Just squeezing packets of ketchup into her mouth. But who knows? Maybe it did the trick. This next laser story is out of Osaka, Japan. A 13-year-old teenager, Sira Toyama, has one big dream in her life.
Okay. Right.
To go on a date with none other than Godzilla. Really?
I mean,
they were saying a celebrity, not a fictional celebrity.
I was going to go with a celebrity. I mean, it is a celebrity.
I guess.
You know,
yeah,
everybody knows who Godzilla is.
Talk about tall, dark, and gruesome.
Yeah.
And a television show called Tante Night Scoop wants to make that dream come true. So the TV crew actually surprised the teen at her junior high school with the news, and later that day, Godzilla was waiting outside her house.
What? Is that a good move or a really embarrassing move, you know, at your school?
I hope he didn't, like, walk her to school and destroyed a whole city with his feet.
Yeah.
When she saw him, she fell down and had difficulty breathing because she was so excited.
Oh, okay, this is a good move. All right, dreams come true.
But then she pulled herself together, packed a bento box she made, and went on a date, bringing her grandfather as a chaperone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's cute.
Is the grandfather like, what is happening to this generation?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's pretty typical of, like, 13-year-old teenage girls to have these weird crushes.
Yeah. But Godzilla?
The cute couple visited the Godzilla Museum, holding hands as they checked out the displays.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. How conceited are you, Godzilla? You showed her a bunch of pictures of yourself?
It's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point. It is a flex, though.
Ask her about her.
You want to come? If there was a Jose Museum, you know you would take your dates to it.
Let's go to the room of giggles.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
And then at lunchtime, they had a picnic. And since Godzilla, which was really just a person in a huge costume, couldn't actually eat, Sera pretended to feed him and also pretend gave him tea.
Dreams come true.
As their date drew to a close, Godzilla waited on the beach at sunset, and Sera gave the monster a hug, a kiss.
Whoa, they're moving a little fast. Isn't Grandpa watching?
Hold on a second.
And then she proposed.
Oh my God!
Very progressive. She proposed.
I like this. A woman who knows what she wants, even at 13.
Sadly, Godzilla did not take her hand in marriage.
She's moving really fast.
Yeah.
I mean, a little clingy. It's our first date.
She ended up having a memorable date, at least, you know.
Godzilla swiping left next time.
This next laser story is out of holiday headquarters.
Yay!
It's almost that time of year again.
It is!
The first big study on holiday shopping just came out.
Already?
And according to the experts, we're spending less this year, but not that much less.
Yeah, I'm spending less only because I'm not going to see everybody like I used to.
4 in 10 Americans say they'll hang on to more of their cash this holiday, which is the biggest drop since the Great Recession. But we'll only spend 7% less on average.
Okay.
That's not horrible.
About $1,387 per household.
Dang.
Apartment, not a household, huh? I spent a lot less.
That price includes everything from gifts and decorations to holiday food and plane tickets. Okay. Other interesting things that came out of the study, we'll spend $487 on gifts, down 5% from last year. Travel expenses will drop 34% because fewer people are flying. Ooh. And 61% will start shopping before Thanksgiving.
Stress me out.
Well, you have to send everything to people now. I mean, like, your relatives aren't flying over to be with you, right?
Totally.
Thing is, if you do that, you might end up spending more. Because people who start shopping late spend around $400 less on the holidays than people who start early.
You're right, because you get one or two things, you think you're done, and then you see something a week or two later, you're like, oh my gosh, my mom would love it.
Well, not just that. Everything's on sale when you wait till the last minute. Like, my parents used to go on Christmas Eve because everything was half off. Yeah, because they didn't have any money.
Santa will be right back. Back to Walmart.
For real.
Go back to bed for a couple hours.
Gosh, this reminds me. I need to start looking to get presents for the staff soon.
Oh, yeah.
I actually know one guy who requested a swing for some reason.
What?
I don't want to say who it is.
That's not an innocent swing, Jeff.
I don't know. It's on his wish list. I think I'm just going to get it for him. It's the sound of a turtle celebrating the holidays his own special way. It means Laser Stories has come to the end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.